Module 6, Social Management and Responsibility. The terms social management and responsibility refer to a group or organization's participation in environmental, ethical, and social issues outside of the organization itself. Outside of the organization can refer to issues at the country level, B2B, business-to-business level, or even the individual development of the members within the group or organization. Benefits of emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence is the ability to perceive emotions, to access and generate emotions so as to assist thought, to understand emotions and emotional knowledge, and to reflectively regulate emotions so as to promote educational and intellectual growth. Meyer-Salovey, four-branch model of emotional intelligence. Focusing on the importance of emotional intelligence and developing EI skills serves many benefits. Specifically, it affects one decision-making ability, relationships, and health. Decision-making. Having an awareness of your emotions, where they come from and what they mean, can allow you to take a more rational, well-planned approach to how you are going to make a specific decision. Relationships. When one is able to understand why they are the way they are and why they react to things the way they do, they tend to gain more of an appreciation for others and who they are, which can in turn lead to stronger relationships, business and personal. Health. Many times internal turmoil expresses itself as physical illness. Always harboring negative emotions can lead to higher stress levels in the body, which can temporarily or fatally damage it. Articulate your emotions using language. As a child, it may be acceptable to act out your emotions to get your point across. But when you become an adult, it is frowned upon and certainly not appropriate in the workplace. Emotions will never go away, but that is not an excuse to say, do, and behave any way we want to. It is important to understand your emotions, what they are, and why you feel that way, and then share your feelings via positive and constructive conversation. When in a leadership role, you may encounter several opportunities to express yourself, whether it is praising a worker for a job well done or reprimanding an employee for not meeting deadline. But the key to making sure you articulate your emotions in an effective and efficient manner is to channel those emotions so that your message comes across as firm but professional. Case study. Katie knew that the emotional intelligence levels within her office were lacking. To increase these, she had a meeting to explain the importance of them. She taught that emotional intelligence has an effect on the company as a whole, as well as the individual members that make it run. If each person is well practiced in decision-making, good habits within their relationship, and an overall control of their stressors and anger, they are more emotionally intelligent. After working on these aspects, the office was better able to deal with internal and external conflict and development, leading to a stronger company.